Well, Jim, this morning we have Kyle with us that we're going to interview and talk with. Kyle works in the kitchen. And Kyle, welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you.
Now, Kyle, you were on the radio broadcast at the end of the summer of last year. Bring us up to speed a little bit. Our listeners may not remember that broadcast. There were some really interesting circumstances that God used to bring you to Haven of Rest and ultimately to work at Haven of Rest. So talk a little bit about how God worked all that together.
Okay. So I have a really good friend from ABF class that I've known over the years named Miss Christine Cox. And I was incarcerated for a little bit in a program. And once I got out, I had reached out to her because I just knew I needed to stay connected to good people. And she landed me a job at Broken Chains Ministry. They have a cafe called the Urbane Cafe inside the Metro Transit Station. So I worked there as a cook for about a year and a half. Been going to church on and off with her and doing ABF class. She had invited me to come to be at the Haven of Rest 80th anniversary banquet. So I was like, of course, I would love to go. Went to that, ran into a bunch of old friends from the mission, ran into quite a few people from the kitchen, and actually by the end of that evening, we were talking about, you know, work, that they were short some people and needed some extra hands in there, and it kind of just happened from there. I came in after church one Sunday, walked in, got an application, filled it out, turned it in, I think, the following Monday after work, and pretty quick process. So it was really awesome.
Well, Jim, you know, I love how God works, how God brings people to the Haven of Rest Ministries. I mean, we have close to, you know, anywhere between 85 and 90 people, whether it's full-time or part-time, and everybody really has a story of how God has led them to the Haven of Rest Ministries. Kyle, you're no different. So Christine Cox, she's one of our board members. You guys went to the 80th anniversary banquet in Akron, and that's kind of how you started finding out about the job opening. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yep.
And so you came in and you interviewed, and who did you interview with?
Initially, I came in and I think I interviewed with Kirk, Jonelle, Lori from HR. And then I had a second interview, I believe, with Jim Cole and Lori. And then right after that, I had an interview with you, Lori, and Jim, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Very and it was good. A quick process.
Yes.
It was like, I think, a three-day period.
Well, Kyle, we're just excited how God has been using you at Haven of Rest. And even since you've been here at Haven of Rest, your role as a cook has grown. And talk a little bit about what you're doing in the kitchen and how God's been using you in that ministry.
Okay. I'd say initially when I first started, I was came in as an evening cook. So I would come in around noon every day and work till 8 and just prepare the evening meals for the residents, clients, and Harvest Home. And almost right away, like, I started branching off and starting to do a lot of other stuff because we were shorthanded. So I got to do a lot of stuff with the inventory position. I did a lot of other things on the dock. And actually just started coming in almost every day between like 9 and 10 a.m. every day and just doing as much as I can, you know. And I just feel like the Lord, I always pray and ask Him for me to be the best employee that I can be and to help the mission as much as I can, and I feel like that's just what He's doing for me. So I think I have a lot more responsibilities from when I started, which I enjoy. It's very rewarding. And yeah, it's been pretty awesome.
Well, Jim, you know, Kyle, I appreciate that. We know when we think of food here at the Haven of Rest, and a lot of people think, okay, food, meals, sleeping arrangements, a place to stay. And all those are correct. But a good meal, whether it's a breakfast, lunch, or dinner, is very important. So as you work with Janelle in the kitchen, and you got a team in there that you work with, and obviously your responsibilities have expanded over when you came in about a year and a half ago in May when you started here. Tell us a little bit of how that has expanded and what are you learning? Because when you were working at the other location, Broken Chains, I'm sure this has expanded a lot more than that. So why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Working here, there's a whole lot more to it. The volume of people is a lot bigger. The menu's a lot different. I feel like I put a lot more pride and maybe even effort into the meals here. You know, I think it's very important for the clients that come here to have a good meal. So I really try to do my best on that. Responsibility-wise, I feel like I'm just held more accountable for a lot of things. I really try to keep track of everything that we got coming in and out, making sure that we use all those things. Just a whole lot of different things. I've learned a lot in such a short time period working next to Jonelle and Kirk and the other people in our kitchen. And, I just want to keep moving forward and being able to do more, you know, and do the most service I can do here for the community and for the Lord.
And, Kyle, I know for you, I'll let you tell this part of your story, but it's a special connection with you when you're serving our guests and our residents, because I know that you were also on the other end of that at one time. And so I know the Lord is using that. Maybe you can share a little bit about that. But I just, before you do, I wanted to just share how much I appreciate the mindset you bring to it, that we mm-hmm. would do what we do with excellence.
Yes.
Because we're doing this as unto the Lord and we're serving our guests. But you also mentioned like keeping good track and being it really stewardship is what that is. The Lord's entrusted us with whether it be food or other resources, and we want to do the very best we can with it to maximize it for His kingdom. But tell our listeners a little bit why that's so important that you prepare a good meal for our guests from your own personal experience.
Okay. For me personally, I've dealt with homelessness on and off for years. There's been times where, you know, I'd be starving out there and would pick through trash cans or just, you know, go to places and ask if they had anything that they were getting rid of just to eat a meal. So I just think a lot of things in my past and history, you know, even with addiction or other, you know, things that I have dealt with in my life that the Lord allowed me to overcome, I can just really relate and feel for a lot of people here. And, you know, any opportunity that I get, even with some of the residents here, some of the clients that I've known from in and out over the years, I just really try to share my story with them, you know, what I've been through, and that whatever they're going through, they can overcome any of that. You know, they just really gotta trust and have faith in the Lord and just keep pushing, and that anything's possible. You know, I mean, not even 3 years ago, I was homeless, living outside in front of a church on their steps, you know what I mean? Right over there by Compass Coffee. Mm-hmm. I knew the one pastor over there, and I just felt a little safe there, and I think it's just because I was at a church, maybe, you know, felt like the Lord was protecting me there. And mm-hmm. I did that for months, and I didn't have anything. I crashed and burned. I feel I broke all ties with family and friends and loved ones, and was just really lost and broken and alone. And I just knew that there was something better out there, you know. So I don't know. It just clicked. You know, I came in here one day and was able to get back into the program and just start having more positive people in my life, and really just fully surrendered to the Lord and just talk to Him on a daily basis, asking Him to let me hear and see what He wants of me, you know. And I'm going to try to fulfill all those things to the best of my ability. And I mean, a long story short is God saved my life, you Amen. Know, and I just want to be able to share that with everyone and just let them know that they can do that too and to give people hope.
Well, you know, Kyle, hearing that story, Jim, we're going to be celebrating Resurrection Sunday here a couple of weeks. Here you are standing in front of us, Kyle, as God has transformed you and brought you all the way from being at that church, being broken, and to here working at the Haven of Rest. What a miracle that is. I'm going to ask you and Jim one more question here. Jim, you're teaching a class that really talks about what we call mission work. The history, the mission, why are people called to the ministry work? And why don't you guys talk a little bit about maybe a topic that you guys are talking about in that class that is very important for us here at the Haven of Rest Ministries?
So, Reverend Kaiser, one of the things that happens when someone comes to Haven of Rest is they realize this is kind of a unique place. Mm-hmm. The ministry that happens here doesn't look a lot like many other ministries. And so it's called Rescue Ministry.
Yes.
And so what is this ministry of rescue that we've been called to? And so the title of the class is Called to Serve. We've been called to serve here at Haven of Rest. And Kyle is a part of that class now as a member on the staff at Haven of Rest. And it's really helping staff discover, one, as they learn what rescue work is, what's their role in the ministry here. So their personal ministry, ministering to our guests, and then ministry with other staff. And so the class is broken down. It covers a lot of different topics. Kyle, I think so far we've covered kind of the history of rescue missions, mm-hmm. and we covered like the mission and core values of Haven of Rest. And then we covered some of the like frustrations and maybe setbacks that people can have in ministry and how to really trust the Lord through those. So for our listeners, maybe share a little bit about that first lesson where we talked about the history of the mission and the kind of how our values and our mission statement kind of guides what we're doing, as it's all based on the Word of God, and helping you find your role in that. Like, how does this apply to me and what I'm doing?
So, you know, I looked on the Haven of Rest page and was looking at the core values and vision and values and stuff we have here. And just for me, I just feel like that we stand out and set the tone from other social service agencies and stuff out there. Just the way that we handle ourselves and that we center Christ and everything. And, you know, we have very good values that we stand firm on, you know, and try to run through this rescue mission, as in, like, compassion, you know, being Christ-centered, excellence, good stewardship. So I just feel that we stand out because we put the Lord right in the center and in front of everything going on here in the mission, and I really feel like that's huge.
Well, Jim, and you know, that goes back all the way back. We go back to 1943. Reverend C.C. Thomas and his wife started the mission, Marjorie Ruth Thomas, and that core has not changed. Christ-centered, we wrap pretty much everything in our ministry. I'm talking about from the food to our classes to the discipleship. Everything is wrapped around Christ and bringing that hope to so many who are lost. Just like Jim, you and me, we had to come to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ too. So in saying all that, Kyle, as we wrap things up here, we'd like to close with one more question here. How could our listeners continue to pray for you as you continue to move forward here?
Yes, I just ask all listeners to continue to keep me in their prayers by just staying on the right path and being able to hear and see what the Lord wants me to continue to do and just keep moving forward and being the most help that I can be.
Thank you for coming on the radio broadcast today,
Kyle. Thank you guys for having me.